From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. economy is growing, but not as quickly as predicted. The Commerce Department found that the gross domestic product grew at a slower-than-expected pace of 2.4% from April to June. Economist Hugh Johnson says consumers are still cautious.
Right now, they're kind of holding the line on spending, and that's the biggest reason why the economy has been so anemic in this recovery.
Consumers are generally concerned about the high unemployment rate. The end of federal tax incentives for new homeowners in the last quarter also took some of the steam out of the economic recovery. And that may be having an impact on U.S. stocks today. At last check, the Dow was down 4 points at 10,463. NASDAQ up, though, 3 at 2255. Pakistan is enduring torrential rains, landslides, and widespread flooding. Severe storm conditions are blamed for more than 400 deaths across the South Asian nation. And as NPR's Julie McCarthy tells us from Islamabad, scores more people are still missing.
At least three of the country's major rivers have been turned into gushing torrents, sweeping away homes, bridges, and roads. Vast areas have been submerged in the rust-colored currents. Residents cling to life and to their rooftops, waiting for helicopters to lift them to safety and boats to carry them to drier land. The United States has offered its full assistance to help relieve what officials say is the worst flooding in Pakistan on record. The government has also sought help from the United Nations. According to local media reports, the rescue and recovery operation has been spotty, and most residents, more than a million affected, have been left to fend for themselves. There have been heart-rending scenes as families cling to makeshift rafts, and others grab onto whatever they can to save themselves from the fury of the rising floods. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Associated Press is reporting the deaths of six American troops in Afghanistan. It says NATO's announcement today puts a death toll for July at least 66, making it the deadliest month for American forces since the start of the war. Miramax, which bears credit for a number of award-winning films, is out of the Walt Disney family. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says Disney sold the movie studio to an investor group, effectively ending a 17-year-old relationship.
The sale of Miramax Films reflects Disney's strategy to focus on its family-centric studios, including Pixar and Marvel. An investor group, Filmyard Holding, agreed to pay $660 million. Miramax was founded in 1979 by brothers Harvey and Bob Weinstein, who named it after their parents, Miriam and Max. They sold it to Disney in 1993 for $80 million, but stayed on to manage it. Its library of more than 700 titles includes Pulp Fiction and Good Will Hunting. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The Army private charged with leaking military secrets to WikiLeaks has been moved from Kuwait to a jail in Virginia. But the Pentagon's not saying if it believes Bradley Manning was responsible for leaking Afghanistan war documents to the whistleblowing website. More than 90,000 logs were posted online, drawing fire from the governments of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Britain, and the U.S., over security risks posed by the leak. Illinois voters will get a chance to decide who should get the Senate seat once held by Barack Obama. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebor reports the vote takes place 2 years after Mr. Obama left the Senate for the White House.
When then-Senator Obama resigned his seat in the Senate, Roland Burris was appointed as his replacement. That was surrounded by controversy because Burris was appointed by Governor Rod Blagojevich, who at that time had just been arrested for allegedly trying to sell that same Senate seat. Democrats backed Burris rather than risk losing the seat to Republicans in a special election. But a federal appeals court has ruled the 17th Amendment requires Senate vacancies to be filled by election, that appointments are only temporary. That forced current Illinois Governor Pat Quinn to call for a special election. It will be held November 2nd, the same day as the general election, which means whoever wins will serve only the last few weeks of Mr. Obama's Senate term. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebor in Chicago.
The Commerce Department has a much better picture about the recession. Apparently, it was worse than we thought. In revisions issued today, the government believes the economy shrank 2.6% last year, not 2.4% as previously thought. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.